Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. So today we're changing it up a little bit. I wanted to just do a quick little mini segment where I hop on in, talk to you for 10, 15 minutes, and then we go about our day. Because I think the holidays get crazy. I think there's always things that are happening, and sometimes it's more hectic to, of course, for me, like film an episode, but also I think it's hectic to listen. I feel like when I'm go, 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 I don't always get to consume as much media as I want to. So here's our time to do a quick little check-in, and it's a little mini episode today. So thank you for tuning in. It is officially Thanksgiving week, which is cray because it's already November. Like, how is it November? This year has flown by, and we'll get into the whole reflections and everything in December, which closer to the new year. But we are literally like a month and not even a half away from the new year, which I don't know how we got here, and I really believe this is what people mean as we get older when they say, like, time flies. Like, when you're older, you have no concept of time. I have no concept of time. Like, I don't have anything to kind of break up, like, oh, like, summer break. I don't have, like, school, or, like, I feel like that was my biggest time where I was able to know, like, when, what was happening. And now as an adult, when you kind of make your own schedule and you do your work and then you do your other social things and family things, whatever it is as an adult, I feel like it's really easy to kind of have every day like mushed into one, which can be a good or bad thing. So today I wanted to reflect a bit on just what, you know, November is about. And it's kind of about, to me, you know, new seasons coming, we have winter coming up, leaves are shedding, fall is kind of coming to an end. We are slowly changing and transitioning into our next version of ourselves, as well as with the seasons we're transitioning. And transitioning can be a scary thing, but to me, it's a beautiful thing. And I think that there's a lot of beauty and grace when you transition, because you can really just recreate what you want for yourself or what your new mindset's going to be. So Thanksgiving, I feel like, is a time for community and for giving thanks and for those beginning reflections that kind of lead you into transitioning into the, you know, holidays that you have and celebrate in the winter and then the new year. So for Thanksgiving, I want to discuss being grateful, because I think we go through such a fast-paced life. It's so easy to forget what beautiful things that we have in front of us. And one thing that I have really getting more in tune with, that I thankfully have had time to do more yoga. And I feel like with yoga, whether you go in a studio or do it at home or just meditate or do anything kind of for yourself in that type of self-care practice, to me, like, yoga is a place where I'm really reconnecting with my body. And I'm also realizing like how much of a gift it is to have a body that is able to, you know, wake up in the morning and be strong and walk and talk and feel and love and laugh and cry and do all the emotions. And I think those simple things, like just to be on this earth and to be able to do those things and experience life for the first time in this body and with, you know, this mindset and this perspective is a beautiful thing. And with yoga, I feel like it really has centered me in, like, be grateful that your body can move, like something as simple as that. And it's something that we don't realize as humans who are able beings that are just out here living our best lives and just kind of dilly-dallying. Or sometimes people are more negative and, you know, they get sad around the holidays, which is totally understandable because there's a lot of uncomfortability sometimes that the holidays can bring with seeing family or seeing extended family or friends that you might not see as often, or maybe not having a community as close-knit to go to. So there's lots of layers and lots of experience that people go through on the holiday seasons. But I think it's really important to remember that the first person you get to be thankful for and grateful for is yourself, because yourself has gotten you to where you are today. Yourself has picked you up multiple times when you didn't want to keep going. Yourself has somehow in you kept you going and kept you alive. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Of course, I'm so down, and I believe in community more than anything. And I believe that everyone around us is hopefully uplifting us and being, you know, encouraging figures to make us be our best selves. But I also believe that it's also what you tell yourself that will keep you going and that will keep you feeling alive and keep you feeling excited and present. So during the holiday season, during this week of thanks, the month of thanks, as we transition into December, just please remember and remind yourself those little daily affirmations or those moments when you're with yourself and you're like, thank you for being you. Thank you for showing up for me today. Those are all forms of self-love. And those forms of self-love is so crucial to how you are able to experience your life and to get you on the other side in a positive way. So if you're feeling like you're in a rut, feel that feeling, but also know when it's time to get up and move on and recharge yourself and open yourself to the new opportunities and possibilities that life can bring you. And the last thing I want to touch on in terms of kind of changing the narrative and learning different ways to be thankful and grateful for things is being grateful or being thankful when things don't work out the way that you want them to. And I know as humans, it's a very hard thing to grasp. And at times you don't understand why something isn't happening how you want it to. But for me, I think I've had enough experiences to kind of learn that when things don't happen how you want them, it's because something better is coming. And if you keep that positive mindset, something better will come because you will open yourself up for those positive things to come your way, for those new opportunities to come your way. And I think when we go through hardships, of course, like this is, there's some hardships that you really have to go through and that they weren't always for the best, you know what I mean? But there are some hardships that we go through, like losing a job or maybe not having the person in your life that you wanted to be with forever or a breakup or some sort of letdown by a partner or by a potential partner. When those things happen, I've never looked back and been like, oh, damn, like, that was the one. It's like, no, like they left for a reason or you chose to remove yourself from that space for a reason. It didn't happen how you wanted it to be, but now you are leaving space for something better to come. Because usually when things walk away or when things transition or when you lose a job or when you have to move or whatever that is, like, but I feel like you do your most growing when you are uncomfortable. And in order to be that next level, that next version of yourself, you need to let those things shed. Kind of like the leaves shedding in, you know, moving from autumn to winter. Like, you have to let those things shed in order for new beauties to bloom. And I think in order for you to really be okay with that is being okay when things are uncomfortable and when things don't go your way. And now I think if you have enough of those experiences to see, like, positive things do come out of what seems like a negative in the moment, I really think you learn to take every hit in such a positive way. A couple months ago, I had a very devastating news that happened in my career work realm. And it was sad and uncomfortable, and it was a transition for me where I had to kind of switch gears on one of the little side projects that I do for my work. And when I was told some news that ended up making me have to transition my perspective, I literally wasn't even mad. I was literally in like the call with them and I was like, no, it's okay. Like, thank you for telling me something better is coming. Like, I know something better is coming. And something better did come. And it took time. It was uncomfortable. I am still at times in that transitional period where I'm like, oh, dang, like, I wonder what could have happened. But really, when I think about it, like, no, thank God that that negative thing happened to me. But I had to kind of reshift my mindset and start over in order for the next version of myself to be open and ready to accept the new things that I meant to be mine. And I feel like in that hardship that happened, I think it was over the summer. Since over the summer, I had to transition from August until now, like where we are today, so many amazing things have happened that they would not have been able to happen if I was in that space that I was in over the summer and in that certain little career path that I was down. So there's so many things that I feel like you can really just open yourself up to if you give it a chance. And when things go south, take a minute, process it, be sad about it, but then look up to the universe, look up to whatever you believe in and be like, thank you, I trust you, I know why this is happening, I'm ready to open myself for the next best thing. And I promise the next best thing will come. It's all about that abundance mindset and that mindset of knowing what is better will come, what has left for a reason, and you will be okay. So, happy Thanksgiving weekend, hashtag thankful. Please take care of yourselves this holiday season. do what you gotta do. I hope you have at least a day off to like recharge, regroup, do some meditation, go on a walk, touch some grass, do what you gotta do to feel better and to really recharge and get yourself ready for the last month of this year. Like, what the heck? How are we literally already about to be in 2026? We will get there in a couple of weeks, but let's just focus on what's happening right now and let's be grateful, be thankful, trust the journey, trust the process, and trust that things happen as they are supposed to when they are supposed to happen. So, thankful for you. Thank you for being here as always. So thankful to be able to have a platform where I can speak my mind as a woman in a man's world. We are out here living our best lives, trying to do what we gotta do. And so thankful to be one of the first women in my lineage to have a platform and a voice, and trust that I will not let the girlies from my lineage down, okay? So we are out here living our best lives, being grateful, being thankful, and being reflective, and taking care of our mind, body, and soul. Thank you for being here. Tell everyone, and have a happy, happy Thanksgiving week. Lots of love.